You are tuned to WKCR 89.9 FM New York and NYC Radio Live. My name is David Ellenbogen, and it's a rainy Sunday. And we are with Jay Gandhi and Abhik Mukherjee exploring the sounds of the monsoon ragas. They have a really exciting show at the Rubin Museum on June 15th coming up, exploring the monsoon raga and going really deep into that. So we're really excited to have them here at our home studio here. And we're going to begin with just a taste of some monsoon raga.
Thank you.
right, thank you guys for that. What a beautiful.
Thanks for bringing us here.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for having us.
So maybe Abi, can you give us a little bit of the history? I mean, I know so much of the history of this music is shrouded in mystery, but and then there's disagreements about the mysteries. But do you have any sense of the history of the
historically this Megharaga was created? So the story goes, Tansen was ordered by Akbar to sing Deepak, which brings and lights fire. So it was one of the conspiracy of the ministers who didn't like Akbar's fondness for Tansen. So they ordered him to sing Deepak, and whoever sings Deepak, as the story goes, dies because of the heat and stuff. So he taught his daughters to sing Rag Megh as soon as he starts singing Deepak. So it will bring rain and it will cool the earth down.
Ah, so the fire fire was first.
Yeah. So Rag Megh may be a fire extinguisher.
Insurance policy.
Insurance policies, yeah.
Wow. Amazing. And there's like a bunch of this, there's a whole field or a category of monsoon ragas, correct?
Yeah.
And I know that you had said it's not just limited to music where there's like a dedication to the monsoon, or I don't know, you said in poetry.
Poetry too.
Yeah.
Yes, the whole concept, there was a great poet, Kalidasa, in 2nd century AD. Strangely enough, he's called Shakespeare of India, though he was very earlier than Shakespeare. But he had this wonderful play written, Meghdutam, which means the cloud messenger. Where a celestial being, a yaksha, was imprisoned for one whole year up in a fortress. And so he was missing his lover. So he saw suddenly a cloud embracing the mountains. And he talked to the clouds. Now, it's very strange. He writes in his poem, it's not for an ordinary person to talk to a cloud, but one whose mind has only unconditional love for his lover can talk to the cloud, and the cloud will bring messages to his lover down in Amravati. So the whole thing is the conversation with the clouds and the journey of the cloud from the fort to Amravati to his lover. And it's a beautiful poem where the cloud describes how he passes over the different geographical areas of India. It's a beautiful description. Mm-hmm. And there are two parts of it, Purva Megh and the Uttar Megh. So first part talks about the conversation, second part talks about the journey. So it's a journey of clouds.
Wow. So Megh itself means cloud?
Yes. Megh itself means
wow.
cloud.
Wow.
Right. So Megh Dutam. Dutam means an ambassador. Mm-hmm. So a messenger. So a cloud messenger. Megh Dutam. That's the whole poetry is.
And Jay, can you give maybe a musical example of how one of these monsoon ragas captures the feeling of the monsoon or of the rains somehow?
Sure. This particular rag, Megh, that we just played is of a heavy feeling, more of like the clouds gathering and right before the rain is going to come, the dark feeling. And there's another rag called Mia Malhar, which is similar in that it's the heaviness of the clouds.
Also composed by Mia Tansen.
The
guy who sang Deepak.
Right.
So I'll play that, a little bit of that, and then there's another rag called Desh, which is more the joy of the rain falling, because it's met with so much joy and by everybody. So first, Mia Malhar. Mm-hmm. bass a little bit.
So in that first one, which one?
That's Miyake Mulhar. This is created by one of the jewels of Akbar's court, the King Akbar's court, Mia Tansen.
Right, and that it seems like that kind of descending glissando line is kind of captures this kind of downpour.
Or maybe we can talk about.
Actually, the Mulhar group of ragas depicts rainfall. Right. And there's a typical note pattern which always the Mulhar group follows is ma re pa, you know, like the fourth, second, and the fifth. It will go. This one, you know, philosophically or theoretically depicts the formation of cloud, and then every raga of Mulhar group will have this.
Can you do that one more time, please?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
here. And every raga of Mulhar group will have this note pattern, and then they will change accordingly.
And what to you is the emotion within that phrase that's getting across?
There are different rasas, so each raga has different rasas, but this only will feature Mulhar group, and then the other note patterns assimilated with this will talks about the emotions. Yeah. Of the different ragas, which might be different. Like, Gaur Mulhar is little different from Mia Mulhar, and so on and so forth.
And would you say the Nidha Ni in Mia
Mulhar? Nidha Ni in Mia Mulhar is very important. Can you show
Please? In Mia Mulhar, I think maybe this is Mia Tansen's contribution. He added this other phrase, which is... So this play between the two sevenths, the flat seventh and the major seventh, is a beautiful also depiction of that
the monsoon clouds
feeling,
and the rains,
which is, I think, mainly present in that rag. There's not some other ragas have it a touch, but not as much as Mia Mulhar.
Wow.
Yeah. And would you agree?
Yeah.
All right. So I guess if people want the full experience, they'll have to come in...
June 15th?
Yeah. At the Ruby Museum, and go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I think there's one thing that's going to be special about this concert that we're going to try out is Abhikbhai plays Surbahar as well, which is the bigger brother of the sitar. It's the bass sitar. And in fact, that instrument is, I feel it's very suited for the monsoon ragas because it has a big, heavy sound and...
And also a flute and Surbahar duet, we don't think it has ever happened before much.
That's the first half
of the concert.
I'll be also playing a bass flute. With his Surbahar.
Wow.
So it should be interesting. We'll do a part of the concert with that, and then we'll do
sitar and flute.
Great. And also I think there's an exhibition right now called Nepalese Seasons Rain and Ritual. So I think they're planning to project some of the images of the raga malas and this kind of thing from
the Kangra Valley.
Yeah. Could you explain what that is a little bit?
The raga mala paintings are from the Kangra Valley itself, which shows the different moods of the raga. If they have the Mulhar group of raga paintings too, and also other different ragas they used to paint, what the imagery is when you play certain different notes. So the seven notes and the seven colors, you know, they give different imageries to the whole painting. So these are very interesting aspects and that people researched on, and the paintings are really beautiful. So it was, I think, if I'm not very sure, it was in the 7th, 8th century. I'm not very sure about the date, but those the times where the paintings were done.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm so excited for that. I guess that's very soon, and thanks for taking the time.
Sure.
Thank you. And thank you for having us here.
Yeah. Yeah. Real pleasure, as always.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Keep dry.